Proclamation number 5118 of 29th of April, 1951. Acceptance of the divine word, no compulsion. Free will. My spirit is eternally the same. My word never changes and my will always corresponds to the law of eternal order. And thus what my spirit reveals to you through the word will always and forever be right. My fatherly love is also always the same, which embraces all my children, and all who desire in their heart to come to me and make an effort to fulfill my will can count themselves among my children. The fact that every child feels differently and thus feels my fatherly love to a greater or lesser extent is due to the degree of its love for me, which can understandably increase to the highest level but which is also little developed in many a child which longs for me. Nevertheless, it is under my protection as soon as it does once willingly profess me. And my greater than great love must be your guarantee again that I will not leave a helpless being, which strives towards me, to itself or to my enemy. And therefore the will towards me alone is already the assurance that this being will one day become mine, because it already belongs to me from the moment it does willingly profess me. But for the purpose of purification and strengthening of will, the being as a human being is often put to the test, and these tests also aim to stimulate its thinking, because only through reflection can the human being arrive at the truth or desire it and then also be considered. For as long as he does not possess the truth, there is the danger of a wrong idea of me which, however, first has to fall away in order to let the love for me flare up into highest ardor, which then is the driving force for further perfection. But truth cannot be given to the human being without him desiring it, and it is only desired when the human being feels an ambiguity is oppressive and unsettling. When it is dark in him, he desires light. And then a light will also be given to him, then truthful knowledge will be supplied to him which will help him attain perfection. My love brings you children together who long for me and ensures that you teach each other and help each other to the truth. It conveys the truth to you from above, leaving it up to you whether you want to accept it, so that you will then also let your mental activity become active again. Because everyone has to work on himself if he wants to reach higher maturity. This mental activity often has different effects. It can also lead to rejection if my adversary intervenes and gains influence over a person for whatever reason the person himself has given him. My adversary will not win him because he strives towards me and I will not let him fall. But he can still go astray until he lands on the right path again. He now matures in a different way but will still reach his aim. For I leave the human being free will and do not force him to accept the word conveyed to earth as my word. Yet he is not apostate to me but merely arrogant towards his fellow human beings, which does not allow him to recognize what is right. But he does not give up on me and therefore also safely reaches his aim. I never want to put you humans into the position of having to accept my word from above, and therefore I must also leave everyone the opportunity to doubt it, for he will recognize it if he requests my support, the illumination of his spirit, in humility and love for me. My working of the Spirit in the form of my revelation must not mean any compulsion of faith, otherwise it would be completely contrary to the purpose. And this as an explanation for one of your questions. Amen.